Track 2. Ogilvy View.
This vantage point offers a great view of the walk ahead. Directly in front of us, the path that we will soon be following snakes its way down towards Ogilvy Lake, complete with its small tree-covered island. Steep-sided woodland plantations to our left and right appear to wrap around behind the lake, enclosing it in the valley floor. But this wasn't always such an idyllic vista.
Well, looking south from here, the first area you would come across where the reeds are there, they were sidings, what I call sidings, where they stocked the empty trucks. There was one track coming up the side of the colliery where the British Rail engine used to pull all the trucks up about 50 at a time, and it used to come up to here, and then it used to feather off into three or four tracks, and they used to put so many trucks on each track, and they would go under the washery, and then you'd have a bunker under the washery where all the washed coal was, and whatever size they wanted they would put into each individual trucks. And the actual washery or the coal preparation plant is, see the island in the middle of the lake. That was the washery, as we termed it.
Mike Isle spent 30 years working here at Ogilvy Colliery, and beyond the vast washery you may be able to make out the domed remains of the North Pit shaft. Whilst the South shaft no longer exists, two trams mark its position, and we will visit these at stop 7. Back then, rather than birdsong, it would have been noisy machinery drawing coal from the earth and conveyor belts and trucks transporting material that would have filled the air until its closure in 1975. The air would have been thick with dust, and nearly all that you can see now would have been black. To your right, a train line ran right through what is now the upper-level car park. This was the main passenger line, but trucks filled with coal joined the main line a quarter of a mile further south. Today, the former railway line is a quiet cycleway linking the villages of Bargod to the south and Vaucrew to the north. Let's now head down to the colliery site itself and take a closer look.
Using the rail on top of the wall as a guide, head down to the tarmac car park and turn left. A white line will guide you around the route from here on. Carefully follow the white line towards the car park entrance and over the stone-set speed hump. Turn right onto the main path, still following the white line, and follow this as it gently descends towards the lake. Listen to track 3 at the stopping mark on the path. The stopping mark is a circle sticking out from the white line.